Virtual theater is commonplace during the pandemic. That is, if there's any theater at all, people are watching it streamed on screen. Mike and Brenda Lilly are a married couple in Asheville, taking virtual theater one step further. They estimate spending about $4,000 of their own money to adapt a stage play into a short film.
You were raw, Dad. You just sitting there sugaring your fix, metabolizing the old glucose. I could see the nerves on your skin. I could feel your pain. Feel it like it was my own.
The Man in the Bright Nightgown, based on a one-man stage play of the same name by Greensboro playwright Tom Huey, is a 40-minute film screening under the umbrella of Asheville Community Theater.
A lot of theaters are in a world of hurt, and anything that is going to continue to bring audience to the community theater in any way, I think, is a positive thing.
Mike Lilly helped bring Huey's stage play to life more than 30 years ago, and the new filmed version of The Man in the Bright Nightgown was an opportunity for him to perform again. Brenda Lilly grew up in Asheville, but built a career in Los Angeles writing for television, and she reworked Huey's one-person stage play into a two-person screenplay.
We were thinking maybe it's an easy production, it's one person, maybe you can just go down to the theater and film it. And I am not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of just turning a camera on and letting someone act on stage.
The couple turned their back porch and yard into a production set and hired a handful of faculty and students from Western Carolina University to design the set, light it, film, and edit. Brenda Lilly is on Western's theater faculty, and she teaches writing there to film and theater students.
I wanted to do a film here. Plus, there's the challenge of taking on one thing and turning it into something else, which I enjoyed.
In this filmed version, Mike Lilly stars as a man having a conversation with a younger memory of his deceased father.
I didn't court the man in the bright nightgown.
You didn't check out on the easy street, leave me with an old dead drunk for an old man. My turn comes. What do? Dad, I drink. But when they bring around that dessert, you ought to hear me say no to ice cream.
All that hate on me, that's back on you, son.
While she doesn't necessarily see The Man in the Bright Nightgown as the next Netflix offering, Brenda Lilly sees a continued melding of theater and cinema. And with film departments at universities throughout the state, she said North Carolina is positioned well to thrive in this industry.
I came out of kind of big budget things, you know, where you had a 200-person crew and,
network,
a soundstage.
Network
and,
TV.
And, network budgets. And to be able to do this, this is very much a new model of what people are looking for in this industry. They're looking for less expensive ways, more contained ways to make television.
The Man in the Bright Nightgown screens through February online through Asheville Community Theater. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.